and welcome to episode 8 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. Here we are again in our Thursday podcast. Have you noticed that several of the well-known sales training programs recommend that you sell by providing insights to your customers? Well, people have asked me how the sales reps that are successful selling insights implement this skill and get the customer to pay attention. I explained they connect emotionally with their prospects. Not only do they bring the prospect important ideas, but they connect with the heart and they show how they can logically justify the solution in their mind. You know that's a better way to sell than providing a structured pitch, but their question is a good one. How do you prepare and share your insights effectively? Let's discuss several of the key factors that'll help you be successful. Creating a personal connection is one of the keys to sales success. It's not just communicating a value proposition, it's making a real connection with them. Your prospects want to work with people who connect and understand them, their goals, and their barriers to achieving those goals. They want to work with someone who brings real value by bringing ideas and opportunities to them. However, they're not willing to work with you until they feel they have connected and they can trust you. According to the leadership expert John Maxwell, there are three components to our message when we connect. We share something we know, something we feel, and something we do. Your message has to be a part of you and what you believe. That kind of message is authentic and it demonstrates credibility. Truly connecting takes time and effort. Great communicators and successful salespeople get great results because they've invested the time and effort in preparation for their speeches or presentations. It's not enough to know your product. You must also know your prospect. If you know only the product, you'll have something to sell, but no prospects to turn into customers. So get to know them and provide value to them. To provide value to others, we must first value them. Prospects at any level want to first be valued and validated as the person who has the responsibility and the problem or area that needs improvement. When you ask a series of canned questions at the beginning of a call, you look awkward and you lack authenticity. So one of the ways you can show your prospect that you value him is to show that you invested time to learn about him. You can check the internet sites such as NewsLink, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Zoom info. Be careful about how you use the information that you find there, as you don't want to appear to be a stalker. Use the topics to develop questions or topics of conversation that are of interest to your prospect. You can also tell your prospect that you do research before the call to see if there's relevant news that would affect your planned conversation and to ensure you position things in a way that's relevant to your prospect and her interests. While you're searching, you can also find information on the demographics and psychographics of the prospect's customers. This information will provide ideas for possible problems, and it'll help you to let your prospect know you're concerned about him. Prospects want to know you care. Former National Salesman of the Year Les Giblin said, "You can't make the other fellow feel important in your presence if you secretly feel he's nobody." So show you care by being prepared. You can also show you care by bringing along an article, a book, or a white paper that might interest the prospect. Use positive and powerful words. They will help you connect. If your prospect doesn't buy initially, they may recommend you or call you back at a future time. Remember, there may be circumstances beyond their control that prevent them from buying. But a good impression will remain with them. And as I said, they'll recommend you or they'll call you back. People buy from people they know and trust. There are multiple ways to develop trust. The first is reliability. So do what you say you will do, buy when you commit to do it. The second is openness. Be truly transparent and have nothing to hide. Be vulnerable and open to what others have to say and be authentic, meaning be the real you. Next is acceptance. Accept people for who they are and honor the differences. And the last is congruence. Many people say walk the walk and talk the talk. It means align your behaviors, words, and actions with your values. Part of openness is sharing your story. When you share something about yourself, prospects feel they know you. And remember, I said people buy from people they know and trust. That's why it's a good idea to open a call with a Who I Am story. It builds trust right from the beginning.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Other stories and the way you tell them can also help you build trust. Stories achieve the four levels of connection: visual, intellectual, emotional, and verbal. I discussed some of the visual in podcast number 5, how to captivate your audience with presence. I want to add to that another form of visual because so much today is visual. Use visual expressions in the stories that you tell and the visuals that you include. You may add short videos or pictures whenever possible to supplement your conversation. Remember, a picture's worth 1,000 words. I know the writers will hate that, but it's true. Next, develop trust by connecting on an intellectual level. There are 2 elements here. First, connect demonstrating knowledge. There's no substitute for personal experience, and a good story can effectively relate your personal experience. However, you must know it well enough to ensure there's no gaps or it'll cause you to lose credibility. Second, ensure you are succinct but colorful in your telling of the story. Use words that add color or emotion to the story to make a connection with the heart of your prospect. The emotional connection is critical to your success. Remember, prospects make decisions with the right brain that rules emotion, and they justify it with the left brain that justifies it logically. Great leaders and speakers know that if you win the listener's heart, their mind will follow. People not only hear your words, they sense your attitude behind the word. To connect and develop the relationship and trust to do business together, your communication must demonstrate that it's about the prospect and his or her needs. So even if you tell a who you are story or a teaching story, bring it back around to the prospect and show how it relates to them and their needs. Connect verbally. And what I mean here is speak the prospect's language. If they're a visual person, you can say, "I see what you're saying," or "I get the picture." If they're an auditory person, you can say, "I hear you," or "That sounds like something we can work together on." If they're kinetic, you can say, "That feels right." Use positive words and phrases as they build people up and they convey confidence. Use power and inspirational words as they inspire the prospect to take action. I love the famous quotes as they are words that lived on for years and years, even centuries. Words have the power to inspire people and make changes, so choose your words carefully. Prepare and know your product, your company, your message, and your customer, as well as yourself. Believe in your message, and they will believe in you. So one way of conveying a story that connects emotionally and mentally is telling a teaching story to provide new information. Wrapping your information in a story is a powerful way to make a connection and be persuasive with your prospect. These stories transport the audience into a new situation and allow them to experience how it looks and feels just as if it were real. This is because it stimulates the same area of the brain as when we experience the same situation in real life. It also reaches the logical side of the brain, and it shows how it creates different results. It's a no-risk demonstration. So collect a journal of stories. Then you'll have multiple stories to choose from when you want to make a connection. Remember, to keep your stories vibrant and alive with emotion, not just a series of facts and what happened next. It's the emotion and the anticipation of what happens next that keeps the listener engaged. Finally, there are several elements regarding your insight to be considered. Prospects want to work with people who provide real value. So first, differentiate yourself. Don't just say your solution is unique because it's the marketing speak in your brochure. If it truly is unique, substantiate that claim. Buyers tend to perceive all purchases as a risk. So you can tell a story and include the facts to substantiate your claims. But above and beyond product superiority is your sales superiority. This is where that trust building pays off. If the prospect believes that you'll follow through and the solution will function as promised, they will buy from you, even if your solution is not the cheapest. I know this to be true. I sold against a major competitor. My solution was $100,000 more in a $500,000 sale, but I won. Why? Because the prospect believed my solution would function as promised, and I substantiated my claim in a story. It did function as I described, and they bought 5 more similar solutions. I know that such events don't happen every day. Sometimes the timing's wrong due to internal operations of the customer. Perhaps they're making a major change in their IT system or realigning personnel. And deals aren't always that size. I certainly know that as I started with the walking territory selling entry-level products. So don't be discouraged. Thank your customer for the opportunity, even if it doesn't result in furthering the sales. They'll often return when the time is right, or they'll recommend you to another company. Keep believing and improving. A change in the outcome is just a phone call away. You can get a list of resources on our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, the secret to sales success. The link is on our website, right next to the podcast and blog posts. Well, that wraps up my podcast for today. Join me again next week. I'll appreciate your feedback, so send your questions or comments or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.